I'll fill up some papier, I could use urgent care today. There it is. 0503-2025. Dictation is for Miss Damanita Jackson. Jackson spells J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Damanita spells D-A-M-A-N-I-T-A. Date of birth is 10-16-1968. This is a 56-year-old female. Here with cough, period. Patient says cough has been going on for approximately 4 days. Patient says she's a student right now and is doing some internships with pediatric patients. And says she thinks she may have come in contact with one of the sick kids and she's having similar symptoms, period. She says cough is productive of green sputum. Said at first cough is non-productive. It was productive of clear, but now it's green sputum. She's now having body aches and chills, period. She denies travel history, denies bloody sputum with a cough, denies weight loss or night sweats, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports a headache. She said headache is pressure-like, worse with leaning forward and coughing, period. Next paragraph, patient reports runny nose, said the discharge from her nose is green, and said her nose is congested, period. Next paragraph, patient reports fatigue and chills. Says she has had a fever but took some over-the-counter medication which helped, period. So the last fever she had was on Thursday, 2 days ago, and was approximately 101.4, period. Correction, please take out 101.4. So she wasn't sure how high it was, but she felt hot and was sweating, period. Next paragraph. Patient reports body aches. Next paragraph, past medical history, chronic muscle spasm and joint pains. Next paragraph, social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, surgery is none. Next paragraph, medication, Celebrex. Next paragraph, allergies, penicillin, and seafoods, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 113/75. Pulse 84. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.8, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has inspiratory and expiratory crackles / wheezes. It's heard diffusely, period. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinate, period. Next paragraph. Throat, no erythema, no edema, no exudate, uvular, midline, and mobile, period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is non-distended, soft, no visible peristalsis, no tenderness to palpation, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. No edema, no venous cord, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerve, 3/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is pneumonia. Number 2 is acute rhinitis. Number 3 is acute cough. Number 4 is acute sinus headache. Number 5 is chills. Number 6 is fatigue. Period. Next paragraph. The following tests were done in clinic. COVID, negative. Flu, negative. Next paragraph. Patient received the following medication in clinic today. Vancomycin, 1 gram IM. Dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. Albuterol and Atrovent times 1 nebulizer. She was observed in a clinic for approximately half an hour after these medications and then reevaluated. She reports improvement. She was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room if she doesn't feel better during the night to come back to the clinic for a follow up in 2 or 3 days. Period. She was sent home with the following medication. Motrin 800 milligrams 1 PO TID times 10 days, number 30. Next medication, prednisone 20 milligrams 1 PO daily for 5 days, number 5. Next medication, Allegra 180 milligrams 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Zitromax 250 milligrams 2 PO now 1 PO daily until it's gone, number 6. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. Says she has none. Strongly encouraged to increase fluids to go to the ER if she's worse. End of dictation.